After years of serving in the jungles, providing the care for people, Indians, taking care of their medical needs, transporting them, schools in indigenous areas that they had no school there, evangelism, medical care, pastoral work, we decided that God could be trusted. We learned that He could be trusted. He's always been trustworthy, but we had to learn that. One day somebody came and asked us, David, why are you working only with the Indians? Why aren't you working for the people in the cities? Well, I said, I live among the Indians. I don't live in the cities. But they have to be reached too. How do you reach the people in the cities? Well, one day I made a trip to a very large city and I looked up at those skyscrapers and I realized you can't even get into those buildings. You have to have a key to get in to the elevator, a key to get up, get off the elevator in some places, a key to get into the apartment. In some places you can't even get into the compound. How do you reach the people in the massive cities of the world? And I realized the answer was media. If you're going to reach everybody in the world, especially in the large cities, you have to use the technology that God has invented specifically for that purpose. It is my conviction that technology such as radio and television belong to God and were invented specifically for the purpose so God's people could finish the work. With that conviction in my heart, I went to visit the cities and I found a television network and I negotiated and I signed a contract. I was scared to death. Lord, you're asking me to do something 10 times bigger than I have ever done before. Buying an airplane was scary enough, but buying a television network? But God brought success to that, and the first television network was the Advenir Spanish Television Network in Bolivia, a national television network that went on satellite soon after, and then into all the world, all the Hispanic world. It is currently in the homes of more than 100 million people and making a tremendous impact in a way that entire nations think and act. Many people have heard about the television network in Bolivia. $1.5 million. What a risk. Many of my friends stood quite a distance from me when they realized that I was such a risk taker. Many of my friends refused to be part of it. I received much criticism, but I understand that's hard to accept. $1.5 million. But every time we look back, we could see God's fingerprint on it. And therefore, we had to believe. We insisted on believing that God was able to do that. And 24 hours before the final payment came due, one phone call, $1.5 million. God performed the biggest miracle I believe the Seventh-day Adventist Church has seen in modern history. He saved and paid for an entire television network with one phone call. So what do we do from there? Is that what God can do? That's it? $1.5 million? I refuse to believe that our God can be limited by that. In fact, there are too many promises. Say, ask and it shall be given unto you. Or, if you live in me and my words live in you, says John 15, you can ask anything in my name and it will be given to you, that my Father may be honored. How much is that anything? How far can I go? How far can a Christian depend on God or go out into all the world? How big a risk can you take? Well, after learning what God could do with 1.5 million, I realized there is no limit. God is able to do anything. What it really depends on is our desire. God told Joshua, anywhere you put the sole of your foot, that have I already given to you. Look at the tenses. Wherever you shall put the sole of your foot, that have I already given unto you. Wow, that was encouraging to me. In other words, Lord, wherever I want to put the sole of my foot, you've already given me that? That's right. I have ordered you to go into all the world. My people are to accomplish the task. The question is, what do you want? How much do you want to conquer? What has God placed on your mind and soul and vision? I started praying for Brazil.